Brooklyn, my boy, we're on Daf Ayin Aleph Omid Beis. If you remember yesterday, we were discussing this sugya of what happens when somebody is over an Aveira and then changes his status or status. L'chvayd Rabbi Yosef Marks will say he changed his status. Now, how did this discussion all begin? Because we're talking about a Ben Seira Umaira who was brought to Beis Din at the required age. But then he escaped before they sentenced him. By the time he's brought back, he's already gone past the age. He's already more than 13 and 3 months. As we defined it yesterday, he's now not just a godel, he's a super godel. And the Mishnah said, you no longer put him to death, he can't be treated as a Ben Seira Umaira. Now, it seems to be, and this is what the Gemara suggested yesterday, it would seem to be that this is a support for Rav Chanina's principle. Rav Chanina's principle was that if a goy was over one of the seven misses bnei noach and then he was misgayer, he became a convert, then he doesn't get killed. Why? Because he's undergone two changes, besides for the halachic status that he's now Jewish. But number one, as the Gemara called it yesterday, nishtane dinoi. Nishtane dinoi means his din has changed because a goy, remember, doesn't need a whole bez din, doesn't need a hasra, only needs one aid, etc., etc., as opposed to a Jew, none of that is true. So all of his halachics have changed. And number two, the death penalty has changed because a goy who would be over one of the Shem Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is chayef saif, and a Jew does the exact same, gets skila. So, if that's the case, said the Gemara, he's undergone these two changes, and we'll see this morning in Mitzvah Hashem whether it's necessary for both changes to be in place. Once that is true, we say that's it, he's off the hook. So, we at first glance thought that our Mishnah is a support for that halacha, because our Mishnah seems to suggest exactly the same. This fellow, this young man, this junior godel, as it were, mini godel, who escaped and then came back sometime afterwards. He's also undergone a change of status, and we say that he's off the hook, he's not punished. So that seems to be a backing for Rav Chanina's din. The Gemara says, no, it's not. There is very different. Because in the case of Ben Seira Umaira, by the time he gets back, not only has he changed his status, but he's actually left the realms of Ben Seira Umaira, meaning if he would be a Ben Seira Umaira now, he would be off the hook anyway. If you'd steal wine and steal meat at the age of 15 years old, so he's not included anymore in the Ben Seira Umaira. That's not the same case as Rav Chanina. In the case of Rav Chanina, the Aveira committed is an Aveira until this very day. Even when he becomes Jewish, he's still subject to the Aveira. So therefore, the cases are not comparable. Finally, the Gemara said, what about the other case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah spoke about where he escaped from Beis Din. Following the fact that he had already been sentenced. So if that's the case, and Mishnah says that he's chayev, so why is he chayev? Why is he chayev? So the answer is the Gemara said, no, there's different. Because he's considered a dead man. Why is he considered a dead man? Because once there's been a psak din, a gemar din, then any change of status or any, it's all irrelevant. Why is it all irrelevant? Because he's considered dead. A Gemara din renders him dead. By the way, Rabbeisai, I'm not sure, I didn't have a chance to check this up. What would you paskin, Rabbeisai, in the following halacha? If Reuven is brought to Beis Din accused of being Mechalel Shabbos and he's sentenced, there's a whole convening of Beis Din. And there's a Gemara din, and yes, the hammer goes down, and the Rosh Beis Din paskens, you are chayev misa. Rabbeisai, does anybody know the halacha? If this Reuven, who's about to be taken out to be hanged or to be stoned, if somebody else would come now and kill him, Shimon would come now and kill Reuven, is Shimon Potter? Because Reuven is already considered a dead man.
I would
Not
think
being
not.
killed
I
isn't
would think
correct
not.
in the
I would think
appropriate
that
way.
he's not authorized by the basin to kill him. Only the
He's
basin
not
is
authorized.
authorized.
But the Gemara in our sugya says he's Gavra Ketila. Gavra Ketila. Just like, for example, when Reuven kills Shimon, and it turns out that Shimon was deathly ill and was destined to die anyway.
We hold that every moment of life is precious.
It's true. Nobody's saying he's allowed to kill him. The question is he chayav misa for having done so, or do we say that essentially you just killed a dead person? So what would we say about somebody who's been sentenced to death by Beis Din, and the Gemara calls him a gavra ketila? If he's a gavra ketila, does that mean not that perhaps he's allowed to kill him, but if he would we say fine, so you're exempt because at the end of the day, all you killed was somebody who's already dead? That would need to be looked into. Okay, so have a look at the Gemara Rabbeisai. We're on the fifth last narrow line, Toshma. Toshma, ben noyach shehiko es chaveiroi. A ben noyach, a guy who smote, he hit somebody else and killed him.
Avera.
Sorry?
Avera.
I can't hear. It's not unclear. What did you say? Sorry?
Avera. It's another guy, yeah? Is that
A
what it's meant?
guy hit another guy, correct. A guy has a prohibition, is not allowed to strike another guy. A Jew, by the way, is allowed to strike a guy. So now we have a fascinating question. Ben Noyach Shehiko es Chaveiroi, either a Ben Noyach struck his fellow non-Jew, number one. Or Ubo Alashes Chaveiroi. Or he had relations with Ashes Chaveiroi. Venisgayer. And then converted Potur, he would be exempt. Why would he be exempt, Rabbi Yisai? Remember, the Avera that he committed was only an Avera because he was a non-Jew. A non-Jew is, number one, not allowed to strike another Jew. Neither is he allowed to have relations with somebody else's wife. Now, you might say, excuse me, a Jew is also not allowed to have relations with other people's wives. But the answer is that's true, but not if they're married to a goy. Because as far as we're concerned, a woman who is, quote unquote, married to a goy is essentially not married. But with regard to a guy, he is married. And therefore, the Aveira that he committed, either by striking another non-Jew or by committing adultery, are only Aveiras as long as indeed he was a non-Jew. And that's why he's exempt. Why is he exempt? Because now that he's converted, I cannot put him to death for something that were he to do now, he would be exempt. Had he remained non-Jewish, we would have put him to death, but he didn't. He became Jewish. Says the Gemara, also Cain be Yisrael. But what happens if he did? What did he do? He did the equivalent to a Jew. So the non-Jew struck a Jew. Or he had relations with a wife of a Jew. So now that he's converted, I can no longer say, ah, this Aveira is no longer applicable to him. It's not true. It jolly well is applicable. Now that he's become a Jew, he's also not allowed to strike a Jew, neither is allowed to commit adultery with a wife of a Jew. So in that case, as the Gemara is Chayev. Also came be Yisrael, then is Gayer Chayev. Now, let's have a look at Rashi before we see the Gemara's Kasha. Shehiko es chaveiroi horag, he killed him to have a besayef. That's punishable by death using the sword. V'chein, bo'al eshes chaveiroi, so too having relations with the wife of his friend. In both those cases, potter, why? Mishum. De'ilu ovid hashta. Because had he only committed the same aveira now that he's converted, what would be the halacha? Lav bar katolo. He would never have been put to death. When somebody converts and becomes a Jew, if a Jew strikes a non-Jew, he's not chayav misa. So the aveira committed was only an aveira under the time, under the circumstances that he was a non-Jew. But now that he's become a Jew, I cannot put him to death for something which at the moment is not even considered an aveira. Says the Gemara Rashi, but if also Cain bihi yoisei kuti, if however he would have done this still as a goy, li Yisrael, but he does so to a Jew, kagoyim, shahorak es Yisrael. He didn't kill a non-Jew, he killed a Jew. Oy bo aleishes ish Yisrael. Oh, he had relations with the wife of a Jew, Veniskayer, and then converted. In that case, he's chayev. Why? De'i ovad hashta, because had he only done the Aveira now, it would also be considered an Aveira. Bar ketolahu. He would jolly well be put to death. Now, Rashi refers to the Gemara's question. Va'afal gav de'ishtane dinoim. Didn't we say before that when a person changes status, means his halachic status and the various dinim change, then he's off the hook? Here, the dinim have changed. Why? Meaning 23 people on the Beis Din. Ve'edim and two edim, v'hasra. So his change of status. He's definitely changed his status. Not only has he become a Jew, but the halachics have changed. As we've already pointed out, a non-Jew doesn't need hasra, doesn't need two edim, doesn't need a 23-man Beis Din, but a Jew does. So even though his status have changed, we're still putting him to death. Why are we still putting him to death? Says Rashi, "Va'afagav d'nishtane dinoi lodun be'edo ve'edin b'hasra, ihava ovid hashta misosoi loy ishtani." But had he done the aveira now, even though those dinim that we just mentioned about hasra and everything else, etc., yes, that indeed would change, but. Misosoi, but his death penalty did not change. Deroitseach nami hashta besayof. Because even now, the death penalty for a Jew is also using the sword. So, Rabbi say, we said before, when you talk, for example, about a goy who committed one of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach and then converted. So, when he converted, how many things changed? Besides for his, obviously, his Jewish status. Number one, his din changed with regard to Edim and Hasra, etc., etc. And number two, the death penalty changed because it used to be Sayaf and now it's something else. When he undergoes that double change, then he is Potter. He's off the hook. Here we have a case, Rabbeisai, where he's only undergone a single change. Why? Because the dinim have changed, meaning edim and hasra, etc., etc. Yes, those indeed have changed. But number two is death penalty has not changed. It always used to be sayof, and it still remains sayof. So therefore, even though he's undergone a change, but it's not a double change. Have a look at the Gemara now. The Gemara discusses this on the third last narrow line. Va'amai? Why is he chayev neimer? Why shouldn't I say hoil v'ishtani? that since he has changed, he's changed. Answers the Gemara, no. Ishtani dinoi umisasoi bo'inam. We need a double change. We need his status to change. Meaning the halachics of Dayanim, etc., etc. And we also need his death penalty to change. And I'm sorry to say, Vahai, and this particular individual, even though it's true, dinoi ishtani. But misasoi lo yishtani. But his death penalty has not changed, as we just said before. A guy who commits murder, what's the punishment? Sayof. And if he is a Jew and he commits murder, also sayof. So therefore, even though the dinim have changed, meaning with regard to edim and hasra, etc., etc., but with regard to the death penalty has not changed. And we only apply this ishtani principle when he has changed not only his dinim, but also his death penalty. And that has not happened over here. Says the Gemara, one second, we're still a little bit stuck. Didn't we just say that we're referring to two cases? Number one, a case of murder. Number two, a case of adultery. So let's examine this for a second. Is it true to say that his death penalty has remained constant, unchanged? So with regard to Roitzeach, yes, it's true. Somebody who kills a goy, who kills a goy, is chayev saif. And if a Jew kills, he's also chayev saif. If he kills a Jew, again, a non-Jew who kills a Jew, or a Jew who kills a Jew, the punishment is absolutely identical, no change. So then I appreciate the argument. That's not called that he's changed because the death penalty remains the same. But what about with regard to adultery? So have a look at the Gemara and the last word on the narrow line. Bishlomo, now the wide lines. Bishlomo Roitzeach. I understand in the case of Roitzeach, you're right when you say that his status hasn't changed because Me'ikara Saif. The punishment for a non-Jew killing a Jew remains as psyof. That's what it was prior to his conversion, and that's what it is now as well. So then, yes, I understand 100%. It was always psyof. It used to be psyof. It is psyof. No change. So therefore, you're still psyof. And last, the Gemara. But what about Teishas Ish? Me'ikara sayof. A guy who commits adultery is chayev sayof, but But a Jew commits adultery, gets a completely different punishment. He gets chenek. So if that's the case, I'm afraid to say that his death penalty has not remained constant at all. In which case we're back in trouble. In which case we're back in trouble. A guy committed adultery with somebody else's wife, the wife of a Jew. It was also for him then, death penalty. It's also for him now, following his conversion, death penalty. The question is, didn't we say we have a principle called Ishtani? That if his status has completely changed, not only the halachics, but also the death penalty, then he's exempt. And over here, that's exactly a case in point. Not only has his halachics changed with regard to Edim and Asra, etc., etc., but the death penalty has also changed. It used to be chenek, and now it's sayof. So if that's the case, surely he should be exempt because it is nishtani. He's completely changed his status. And why did the Bryce say Chayev Bishlomo to I understand? Because there the punishment is the same. It always used to be Sayof and it's still Sayof. But with regard to Zanus, it used to be Sayof and now it's Chenek. So it's undergone a change. Why is he Chayev? Answers the Gemara. You know, just give me a second, press pause a second. I just have to go a moment for 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds.
Quick question.
Yes, please.
From where do we know that it's that the chenek is the punishment in this case?
Any Jew who commits adultery, the punishment is chenek. The only exception
We
being
saw
is,
that before.
yes,
Okay.
the only exception being is the Naara HaMu'urasa, which we're going to mention in a second.
Okay.
So for the moment, we're going with a classic punishment for adultery, which is chenek. However, as a goy, you would have got a very different punishment, namely tsayof. So he's completely changed his halachics. And if he's completely changed, we should say he's exempt, just like we said, the government of Mavorich es Hashem. When he commits one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, we said he's changed. He's changed his halachics, the dinim, he's changed his oinish. So too in the case of znus. I appreciate that in the case of murder, it's not the case. Why? Because over there, the punishment remains the same. It always was saif, and it is saif now as well. Masha'in Ken, in the case of znus, it used to be saif, but now it's chenek. Answers the Gemara on the second line, Benara Hamu'urasa. De'idi ve'idi beskila. We're not talking about a classic Znus, you're quite right. We're talking about a Nara Hamu'urasa, a betrothed woman. This is a sugya that we've dealt with in great detail earlier on. And there the halacha is. That actually there is a punishment called skila. And it's skila whether you're a goy, and it's a skila also if he is a Jew. So if that's the case, there's really been no change. Oh, so there's been no change. So if there's been no change, so once again, that's not considered a change, even though it's true that what? Even though it's true that the dinim have changed, what does that mean? The dinim have changed, like we said before. There's no all the halachas of hasra and edim and all of that. Yes, those have changed, but the death penalty is not the change because if we're talking about nara morasa, then it used to be skila. It is skila, no change, and that's why he's chayv. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, we're still not out of the woods. Have a look firstly at Rashi, third last narrow line, de'idi v'idi beskila. Had he not converted and had he remained Jewish, he would have got the same punishment. Nami nidoin beskila. He would also have been judged with skila. We said this earlier on. Bo al erbas Yisrael she'en lahem leben Noach nidoin bedini Yisrael v'okim lo benara murasa t'lididu les lehu v'daininu lehu bedididon. Fine, a whole sugi we learned earlier on. So Kopon, the bottom line is the skila had he remained a Jew, the skila now that had he remained a goy, the skila now for becoming a Jew, and therefore the punishment hasn't changed. Asks the Gemara. I don't understand, asked the Gemara, but surely v'ha'osa kein b'Yisrael dumya de'eshes chaveiroi ketani question mark. What's the Gemara's kasha? What was the case? The case was that as a goy, he committed adultery with the wife of a Jew. So what are we saying? Had he done that as a goy, skila. He's now converted and a Jew, also skila. No change. One second. Is that accurate? Look at Rashi. The very end of the first wide line. V'ha also came be Israel, dumya de'eshes chaveiroi ketani alma be Israel be'ulas baal oskinon. De'ilu ba'eshes chaveiroi Does a goy have the whole principle of nara hamu'uraso? And the answer is, the Gemara said early on that no, he does not. He only has the issa of relations when a woman is bu'ulas ba'al. Bu'ulas ba'al means when she has had relations with her own husband, then she is considered, as it were, as far as the goyim are concerned, married. But he's not subject to the principle of nara hamu'uraso. So in which case, I'm sorry, it's just not true to say that the punishment has remained constant. It always was, it always is, there's no change. It's not true. Look back into the Gemara. V'ho'oso kein b'Yisrael dumya de'eshes chaveiroi. And be'eshes chaveiroi, it's only by bu'ulas ba'al. So we're clearly not talking about nara hamu'uraso. Says the Gemara, you're right. So let's go back to our previous understanding. Forget nara hamu'uraso. We're talking about where a goy had relations with a fully fledged married Jewess. So, what was the punishment? It used to be sayof. Now it's chenek. And that was the Gemara's kash. If that's the case, then things have actually changed. And if things have changed, it's ishtani. So, why indeed are we being mechayev him? Answers the Gemara, Elo, kalo, bechamura, meshech shaycha. If his punishment used to be sayof and now it's chenek, is that an upgrade or is that a downgrade? So for the moment, we're going with the opinion of the Rabbonon that it is a downgrade because sayof is considered a more chamor punishment. It's a more chamor punishment. And if it's a more chamor punishment, now that he's become Jewish, so what is the punishment? The punishment is chenek. The punishment is chenek, so therefore I have no problem kalo b'chamura. So what am I going to give him? I'm going to give him chenek. When I give him chenek, that is included, it's no less than the punishment that he used to be chayev. The only problem is, as a Jew, to give him a punishment which is more strict than the punishment he would have got had he remained a goy. But here it's not more strict. To the contrary, he used to be chayev sayev. Now he's chayev chenek. So if I give him chenek, that is included in sayev. So I'm not giving him worse than he deserves. Have a look at Rashi on the third line. Elo. Kalo b'chamura meishech shayech kloima lo'oilam be'eshes ish. Really, we're talking about a fully fledged married woman. We're not talking about nara morasa at all. Ah, yodikor kasha l'cho. But didn't we have a kasha amai chayev harei nishtane dinoi umisase? His din has changed. The misa has changed. Ain kan shinui misa. No, this is not classified as a difference in misa. Do you know why? Deyesh bichlal misa chamura, misa kala. Because included in every very strict death penalty is the lenient death penalty. The kibun de mi ikara have a sayef. And because his death penalty used to be sayef de chamira, which is a very, very strict punishment. Vahashta misas chenek, and now that he's become converted, a Jew gets chenek, that's less chamur, kalo, is therefore bichlal misa zuhavan. So therefore the chenek that I'm going to give him now is included in the old sayof. Because really, v'yoysa hayoro lo mitchila, really, had he only remained a non-Jew, he would have got even more than that. Whereas Birkas Hashem, which was the original example, Meikara have a sigh of kal, Vahashtoskila the Chamira. When you become a Jew, you've upgraded the punishment. Oh, so that's more complicated. If you've upgraded the punishment, why? Because it used to be as a goy, he was chayev. And now that he's become a Jew, he's chayev skila. So that's an upgrade. Ooh, if it's an upgrade, there's no way I can give him skila now. There's no way I can give him skila. How can I give him skila when he committed the Aveira at a time that he was non-Jewish and he's only chayev saif? So that's when we say that if you're Ishtani, you're exempt. Mash Enken, in our case, even though it's true it's Ishtani, but you're Ishtani, downgrade. So if I give him the lesser punishment, at least I'm not giving him more strict than he would have deserved had he only remained a goy. And that's why indeed he's chayev and he's not exempt from the chiyuv nisa. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we have to stop over here. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we'll take it up tomorrow, being well.